In the previous year, we discussed what it means to Ketz, that Lamaila, it's a big energy year, an energy time, and it all depends how we use it out, how it comes down Lamata. In the previous year, we discussed some negative occurrences that happened during those times. Over the course of today's year and the next year, we're going to discuss some positive things. I want to explain what I mean by positive. Every good thing that happens is positive. But anything that's associated with the revealing of Pnimius HaTorah is considered Mashiachtik. To explain what I mean, there's a famous Sikh of the Rebbe, the Sikh is Chelek Chav, where the Rebbe explains why is it that Chassidus was revealed specifically in the later generations. Things which wasn't revealed in the previous generations. And the Rebbe gives two explanations. Number one, because the darkness is so much darker now, we need a greater light. So the darker you are, so the thicker and more brighter the light has to be. And then there's the second, here's the key explanation. And that is that we are preparing for the future. In other words, being that Mashiach is coming, so therefore we already start living and tasting from the inyanim of Mashiach. The same way there is this mitzvah called Toyameh Chaim Zochu, which means like on Erev Shabbos you start eating the food of Shabbos, a little bit of a taste. So before the Yom Shekulei Shabbos Umnucha, before the days of Mashiach, so we start getting a little bit of a taste. And in that Sikha, the Rebbe brings a muscle, that Chassidus are considered like jewelry. So it could be in the previous generations, no one really goes to work with jewelry. You don't go to work dressed up. However, if you're going to meet the king, so you better get dressed up for Shabbos. So maybe in the previous generations, Pnimius HaTorah was not a necessity. However, as we're getting closer to Mashiach, we have to make sure we're greeting the king with our best clothes and jewelry on. What do we see from here? That anything that's connected with Pnimius HaTorah is already a beginning of a taste of Mashiach. So I am going to show you many kitzin that were said by G'dayli Yisroel, and the result of that ketz was in that year we had special giluyim of Pnimius HaTorah. We had special revelations of things which are connected to Pnimius HaTorah. We are going to start with the ketz from a very, very interesting person. The Abarbanel, in his Sefer Mayone HaYeshua, he brings down a very interesting ketz. He's mefarish a bunch of psukim, and he says that the ketz is going to be in the year 5,294. Hey, Reish Tzadik Dalet. What happened in the year Hey, Reish Tzadik Dalet? That was the year that the Arizal was born. The Arizal was, so to speak, the one that came into the world to reveal Pnimius HaTorah, even though the Zohar was written by Rashbi, but the Arizal was the one that said, Mitzvah Legalei Zois HaChochma. He was the one that took the revelation of and the spreading of Pnimius HaTorah to a whole new level. So we see that what Abarbanel wrote years before was Mekuyim with the birth of the Arizal. We have another interesting ketz. The ketz was written by the Ur HaChaim himself. The Ur HaChaim writes in his Pirush and Parshas Pinchas, Perek Chavav, Posek Yutes, and he says that Emir Tzashem, in the year 5,500, that's going to be the ketz. And that's Taka in his own personal life. in the year 5501, he went up to Eretz Yisrael. What happened in the world in the year 5500? At that time, that was when the spreading of Chassidus from the Baal Shem Tov took off on a whole new level. I'm going to share with you some other interesting kitzin related to the inyonim of Chassidus. The next ketz we're going to discuss was a ketz that the Alter Rebbe himself wrote. The Alter Rebbe, in one of his memoriam, brings down that there's going to be a ketz in the year 5608. Tav Reish Ches, the Alter Rebbe writes, is going to be the ketz. Now, 5608, Tav Reish Ches, came and went. So, there's a famous story that the Rebbe brings down. There's different gerses to the story, but the gerses that the Rebbe says, that's the one that we go by. That the Rebbe Marash asked the Tzemach Tzedek, what happened Tav Reish Ches? The Zayde, the Alter Rebbe, made a ketz Tav Reish Ches. And what happened in the year Tav Reish Ches? So he said, what do you mean what happened? The Likutei Torah was printed in the year Tav Reish Ches. Likutei Torah is the new revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, the Alter Rebbe's Maimorim, coming to print. The printing of Likutei Torah, that's a big shlav in Afotzus HaMayonis, that's a big shlav in the Inyan of Mashiach. Of course, the Rebbe Marash answered that we want Mashiach lemata b'asara tvochim, we want Mashiach down here. But the idea is that in the year Tav Reish Ches, we see that was the hisgalos of another whole new level of Pnimius HaTorah in the Inyan of the spreading and the printing of the Likutei Torah. We're going to continue going through the years. There was another ketz. And this ketz was brought out by a lot of chachamim, not just one. But the one that it's associated most with is the Ur HaGonuz, and the Rebbe Rashab spoke about it, about the ketz of the year Tav Reish Samach Vav. And it's learned out from the pasuk V'sosar Simlas Shivya Me'aleha, V'sosar is Tav Reish Samach Vav, and that's when the bondage will be released. So what happened here, Tav Reish Samach Vav? That is when the Rebbe Rashab said a whole deep hemshech. The famous hemshech of Tav Reish Samach Vav was a gilui of Chassidus on a whole new level. That Hamshech is one of the most famous Hamshech until today, which explained the Yesoidus of Chassidus. Another thing that started then is Sudas Mashiach with four cups of wine, started in the year Tav Reish Samach Vav, and the Rebbe Rashab connected it with the ketz that's brought down in Svarim to Tav Reish Samach Vav. So again we see that a Hisgalus of Pnimius HaTorah is associated with the ketz.